The fact that Pachyrhinosaurus is found in so many different areas suggests that these dinosaurs had a remarkable ability to adapt to a variety of different environments. It also tells us that these were migrating dinosaurs.
This Arctic dinosaur was pushed from its home by climate change.
During the summer months, when there was a lot of food to be had in the Arctic because 24 hours of sunlight produces a lot of good plant material, these Pachyrhinosaurs may have moved north into the Arctic and dispersed. Fed all summer, but then fall came. Suddenly you're facing 24 hours of darkness, so they had to get out of there. So they collected into herds again, moved south into Alberta, and then dispersed once again down there for the winter months.
Fossilized plants found at this site suggest that 75 million years ago, it was an ideal place for a herd of migrating Pachyrhinosaurus to feed.
One of the interesting things about the Pipestone Creek locality were the evidences of plants, including some petrified wood, which generally lay beneath the bones. There was pollen, there were spores, there were leaves, and the general tenor of plant remains was that it was a deciduous-type forest.
But Pachyrhinosaurus was actually a decent swimmer. Only panic explains the mass drowning. A new discovery would reveal a ferocious predator nearby. A find that would change what we thought we knew about the Arctic prehistoric world. The discovery of one of the largest prehistoric graveyards ever unearthed revealed an entire herd of Pachyrhinosaurus drowned in a flash flood. First, scientists found Pachyrhinosaurus bones that had long spiral fractures, indicating that they had been crushed in a panicked stampede. Then they found the answer they'd been searching for. Buried among the bones, they found the teeth of a predator.